Blog Talk Radio.
My brother, once again, my baby brother, the co-artist, and we just want you to know that don't give up on God because he won't give up on you.
Christ called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful
Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. Hallelujah. I thank God for his word today. I thank God that we're delivered by his word. I thank God we can pray based on his word. I thank God that life is in his word, because it's through his word that we learn who we are and what we are in Christ Jesus. His word have made a decree and declaration that we are made right through his word according to Romans 3:24. I thank him for it. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that Romans 8:1 says, now, right now, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. I thank you, Father God, that Romans 8:2 says we don't walk after the flesh, and neither are we condemned by the law of sin and death. But you have delivered us, and you have set us free. I know you're able today, Heavenly Father. I know you're able to keep that which we have committed until that day. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that we are sanctified and made acceptable in Jesus Christ to present us before your throne. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that your righteousness has become our righteousness, because you took our sins, according to 2 Corinthians 5:21. You took our sins and you gave us your righteousness. I thank you, Father God, for 1 Corinthians 15:22, that says we have been made alive at the resurrection. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the listeners. Father God, we thank you for those that have joined the broadcast to receive a word. Father God, I'm careful to give your name the praise, and I'm careful, Father God, that the world know that we're here only by the grace, and we have the faith to enter that grace. I thank you for it. Praise you for it. I honor you for it. I acknowledge you for it. Pray, Father God, right now for all of those that have designed prayer. We declare and decree that they're healed in Jesus' name. We pray that they will agree with the word of God and accept the healing, accept their deliverance, whatever that may be. I thank you for that, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Father God, that we are able now to walk as new creatures. I thank you, Father God, that we are able to walk as royal. Hallelujah. We're royal now, Father God. We're queens and kings now, Heavenly Father. And we're going to act like it, talk like it. And your word declare and decree in Ephesians 5:29 that we are members of Christ's body, which happens to be the church. That's our membership. That's where our membership. Our membership is in Christ. And I thank you, Father God. I didn't have to sign a bunch of documents. I thank you, Father God, that your blood, hallelujah. We blood bought, Father God. We blood bought. I thank you for it. I thank you. It doesn't matter how it is, how high it goes. Your blood can reach the height or higher. I don't care how low it gets, your blood can flow to the lowest. I thank you for it. I thank you for your blood, Father God. I cover the broadcast with your blood right now in the name of Jesus. And I know that it is being protected, and the word of God will go forward and people will receive it. I thank you also, Father God, for Pastor on yesterday, who just was real sharp, jumped in it, did what she had to do. And I thank you for that spirit. I thank you, Father God, that she's a woman of God, and she's walking with you and talking with you. I praise you for it. Father God, I ask you right now to allow this word to illuminate in someone's spirit today. These and all blessings, Father God, we ask in Christ's name and for his sakes, we do pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, we're talking about continuing in the faith. Yesterday, we left off in, I want to say, Ephesians 6, and we're going to pick that back up. Are you available, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor, I'm available.
Okay, all right. Well, we started with Ephesians 6, and I guess we'll just go there since we stopped there, and I'm going to read it out of, I know we was in Ephesians 2, and we will go back there, but we were in Ephesians 6 yesterday, so let's get back over there, Ephesians 6, and I think we was in the 10th verse, so we'll go back there, and and the Lord can stop, we'll stop. At the 10th verse, he said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet soled with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And he says in that 16th verse, above all, everything else now, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. 10-16.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection and that prayer as well. And Ephesians 6:10-16 from the Message Bible. And that about wraps it up. God is strong, and he wants you strong. So don't take everything the master has. So take everything the master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best material, and put them to use so you'll be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away, forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Amen, amen.
I must tell you, brothers and sisters, hate to tell you, but I got to tell you, there is an oppressor. You will be oppressed by the Bible calls him your adversary. That's what he is. He's not your friend. He is your adversary. And whomever he chooses to use has become your adversary. So you have to understand that you can't beat this rascal by yourself. Can I say that again?
Amen.
So the writer said that because you're in a spiritual warfare, I mean, maybe we'll get into those scriptures, but right now, man, you're in a powerful spiritual warfare. And the sad part is you don't know that you're not alone, that God is in it with you after you do these commandments. 12 forever.
Mm-hmm.
So he says to us, finally, brother. Now, I went through a whole lot of stuff. I'm telling you, we're in spiritual warfare. Ephesians 6, 10 through 20, you'll see it. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. I'm not going to go through all of them. We'll maybe deal with it. But right now, you have to continue in the faith. And in order to do this, he says, be strong in the Lord.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad to come along? You can get in his word. See, that's how you be strong in the Lord, by getting in his word and depending and relying on him and his strength. So, hey, and I'll tell you something right there. You're not alone. You ain't got to do it by yourself. But by the right scripture, you realize, hey, man, I need some healing. Well, there's a scripture that says, by his stripes, you're healed. You're not alone. You don't have to do it by yourself.
Amen.
How do I know that? I'm glad you asked. I want y'all to hear this. Now, these are not my words. He says, be strong in his power.
Yes.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in his power. Not yours. Not mine.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Not the university. But be strong in his power. Stop trying to, can't whoop the devil by yourself, brother, sister. Stop playing games.
Come on now. Say that.
You know, I don't know what you're dealing with, your children. You may have some issues. You may have, relationship. You may have a job. And I'm preaching to myself. I got some people in corporate right now. I'm not going to deal with them. I got some angels.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because I'm going to be strong in the Lord and in his power. He own the angels. Hello, somebody. Preach. I'm trying to
come
use
on
that. He own the angels so he can command them angels that camp around me to go forth and make war, confuse some folks. Mess up some folks' thought process.
Yeah. Amen.
And I don't want to get real ugly, but I'm going to tell you how much God loves you. You know he gave you his only son. He'll have angels to go and break somebody's leg for you. He'll have his angels.
Yeah.
So when he said be strong in his power in that 10th verse, then I like the 11th verse. This is where you got to go into the dressing room.
Yeah.
And you got to put on his wardrobe. Because your stuff ain't going to work.
Amen.
That little stuff, that little uniform you got on won't cut it, baby. It won't cut the mustard. So you go and you put that uniform on. And you can't put on half. But you got to put on it all. And we're not going to discuss it all. But when he said put on the whole armor of God, don't leave off one piece. Don't leave off a spot. Keep it all on because you're going to need it.
Yes. Amen.
Well, see, the devil got some tricks you don't know about yet.
Hammer.
He got the jump on you. He's been out here 10,000 years or plus before you got here.
Uh-huh.
This ain't new to him.
Mm-hmm.
Getting you to believe in his word ain't new to him. He's been doing that. Getting you to get off God's word, it ain't new to him. He's been doing that. He tried that with Adam and Eve. He had Adam to get off the word of God. He had Eve to get off the word of God. He told Job to go on and curse God and die. That's no play. It ain't no joke.
Amen.
And you can walk around here and act like they ain't the devil if you want to.
Hmm.
It's like trying to tell folks there is no coronavirus. Take your mask off. You don't need no shots. You don't need see, it's real people. The virus is out there. And you can, you know, hey, I want to tell you something. When I think about the coronavirus, I think about methane gas. Methane gas is found in the coal mine. It's a gas you can't see. Well, first of all, let me tell you this. Gas is not your friend. If you're working in the coal mine, if you don't learn nothing, you learn about methane gas. It ain't your friend. You can't see it. You can't smell it. You can't taste it. But it's there. And when you get a couple of brothers and sisters, like oxygen and something to ignite it, that coal mine going up in a smoke, it's going to blow. So methane gas ain't no joke. That's the same way the coronavirus is, people. It's real. Satan, you can't see him. You can't smell him. You can't taste him. But he's there.
Amen. Amen.
Because if he wasn't there, God would never tell you that he's there.
All right. Amen.
Please allow me to go there just for a moment. But you know what? I'm going to wait on that. But he's real, brothers and sisters. He is real. God said he real. Who are you to back down off of that and say, oh, well, you know. No, you need to acknowledge what God done said about him.
Amen.
God said he's real. And God called him Satan. God called him the devil.
Yeah.
Why would you think anything less? Why would you think that he's not? What would give you the mindset that because you don't see him, you think that's Joe Willie? Oh, that's my daughter. No, it ain't. What's in her? Oh, that's my son. Bless his heart. That just his ways, Pastor. That just how he is. No, he's not. You got to look
all
beyond
right.
the surface. You got to see that when God then told you to put on the whole armor so you can stand, in that armor, there is some eyeglasses that the soldiers use. And they're able to see at night. Can I take my time just for a moment?
Yeah.
They call night vision because you can't see them at night. So they have these night visions, and they put these things on you, and you can see right through. It becomes just like daylight. It's dark, but, boy, you put them things on, and boom, everything jumps out at you, just like it's daytime. Go to the surplus store or to the army store or go to Walmart and tell them you need some of them glasses. Boy, it's like, now why am I telling you that? Because when you put them on, you begin to see things. So when God tells us to put on the whole armor of God, you're going to have to put on the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah.
That's part of your armor. That's part of your strength. You begin to see things through the eyes of God now.
Amen.
And then once you do, you just stand. He says, having your loins girt with truth. Brothers and sisters, stay in truth. Stop playing. Be in truth. Don't operate in lies, in deceit. And I don't care who it is you're trying to deceive. You're going to deceive your own self. How I know that? James 1:22 said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. If you're a hearer only, you can't blame that on that person. You. Deceive your own self.
Amen.
Peter called him over in 1 Peter 5. Hey, he called him your adversary. He's your adversary. He's against you. He opposes the Christ that's in you. The last thing he wants to see is Christ come alive in you. So that's
all
what
right.
God tells him. You put on the truth. When you put on the truth, you just put on Christ. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. Hello, somebody. So when you talk about gird up with truth, you're putting on Christ. So put on the breastplate of righteousness. So you stand in that righteousness that God gave you through Christ. And whatever you do, mm-hmm. have your feet filled with the preparation of the gospel of peace. See, you making peace. Fine. Praise the Lord. Keep it moving. Don't argue. Don't debate. That's not your area. That's not your area of expertise.
All Satan, right.
He wants you to be argumentative. He'll tear your head up. He'll come up with some stuff you ain't never heard of.
Have mercy.
You'd be like, is that my child? Is that the one I spit? Wait a minute. Is that the woman I married? What? Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Is that that Christian lady? Huh? Is that that Christian man I've been talking to? Is that him saying those things? You have no idea what Satan does, man. So, you have to put on the breastplate of righteousness, stand in that righteousness that is in Christ Jesus. Have your feet sewed with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Go on and keep pace. And then I love the 16th verse. But when you did all this other good stuff, that's when you have to continue in the faith. You take that shield of faith. And every time Satan says that's not of the word and is not conducive to who you are, you hit him with the word of God. That's your shield of faith. Don't be going out here trying to go to the army store and buy a shield and come out, you got the shield. No, baby, you get in that word and you slap it on him. Mm-hmm. When he says you're
Amen.
Not, you tell him you are.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, I thought the scripture. Pastor, find Ephesians 5 for me. Ephesians 5, I think it was 29 and 30. God gave me some revelation there. Because y'all know I'm always talking about the organized church because I want to see it fall. And I don't care who on here to know. Like, I want to see it fall. I want to see people get real truth. I want to see people mm-hmm. stop looking at the church being bigger than the Lord.
All right. Now.
Tired of it. Every time somebody. Mm-hmm. So God gave me revelation. So I'm going to get Pastor to read that, if she will. Be so kind to read.
Ephesians 5:29-30 from the King James. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord, the church, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Amen.
So, you hate the body of Christ, or you hate the building? See, you got to see this thing, man. And God showed me. He said, they don't love Christ. They don't love Christ. They love their building because that's what they call the church. And they forget that Christ is the head of the church, not the building.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He said so because he was telling this illustration about how men are love his wife, and he was talking about how Christ loved the church, and then he goes on to say, you know, that so men ought to love their wife as their own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, for no man never yet hate his own body. Why folks hate Christ?
Have mercy.
If you love Christ, you'll be nourishing Christ. You'll be cherishing Christ.
All right.
Because he said, well, we're his members of his body. What's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
We're bones of his bones. We're flesh of his flesh.
Yeah.
You leave everything to become one with Christ. So he goes on to use the illustration about a father. Once you get married, you leave mother, father. You leave all that and you join unto your wife and you become, the two become one flesh. What? Preacher.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to you take my time. I want you to stop dancing with this. Tell the truth about the whole thing. The 30th verse says, we are members of Christ's body, the church.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, that's where your membership is at. And Pastor.
Yeah, Pastor.
Woo! He said, that's your membership.
Hallelujah.
He said, what church you belong to? You take him there and show him that scripture. And said, that's your membership. Hello, somebody.
Yes, yes. Amen.
He
amen.
Said, you are members. That's what makes you members. You want some paper? There it is right there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Now get with that. Get with that, if you will. We are members of Christ's body, the church. There our membership right there.
Mm-hmm.
So when people start talking about your membership, say, here it is right here. The Bible plainly states it.
Yes, yes.
The 30th verse plainly says, underline that stuff. We are members of his body. What church are you a member of? Let me take you and show you this. I don't want you to miss this. It says, for we are members of his body. You don't want to. So it don't have a name on it. It don't say Baptist. It don't say Pentecost. It don't say Seventh-day Adventist. It don't say that.
Amen, amen.
It says, for we are members of his body. So you don't have to explain anything. You don't have to get in details with anybody. Just slap that on them.
Amen, amen. Pastor, may
I go, Pastor, you want to read that one?
Yes, read it from the Message Bible. Ephesians 5:29-30. No one abuses his own body, does he? No. He feeds and pampers it. That's how Christ treats us, the church, since we are part of his body. Amen.
Listen, beloved, if Christ said you're a member of his body, take your partakers of this divine nature, the faith.
Yes. Amen.
That's why you see the two become one. So if you really love Christ, you'll separate from the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Amen.
And when you do this, God, Christ will give you more respect than you ever thought. He'll give you more honor than you could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But I look forward to you all on the review Sunday. I'll be on the road. So we're praying for traveling mercy. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm going to see my daughter ordained. Headed that way almost as we speak. I thought I'd go lay down and get up and hit the road. So y'all keep me in your word, in your prayer, and we look forward to you all for the review on Sunday.
Amen. God bless.